This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I was at a party and I was talking to someone I didn't know, which isn't my usual party MO. I'm the kind that arrives late enough to be sure that all the people I know are already there, and then I make a quick circuit and then I try to get out. It's not quite the clinical definition of social anxiety syndrome. I mean, I'm not a shut-in. I don't mind mixing with people, but there's all of that awkward standing around, and there's that always that little napkin I end up holding, and I have a terrible time doing that thing that other people seem to do more easily, what researchers of primates call presenting, where you just announce who you are and what you're about to total strangers. But there I was, presenting, which in Los Angeles almost always includes an elaborate interrogation of where exactly do you live. It's sort of our what do you do, which around here we don't do. Asking someone in Los Angeles what do you do is dangerous. It's along the risk lines of when is your baby due? Because it implies that the person you're talking to isn't sufficiently well-known enough to make that question irrelevant. But what if they are and you just don't know it? But where do you live is a question with an actually interesting answer, especially these days when pretty much every part of town mentioned can be responded to with an awestruck, oh, I hear that area is really exploding right now. Where do you live? And if it's exploding, followed up by, when did you buy? These are the kinds of nosy questions we ask, pretty much explicitly asking about your exact net worth. But in my case, the whole exchange stopped with this. Where do you live? I was asked. Venice, I said. Wow, was the response. Yeah, I said, it's really exploding right now. No, was the response. It's just that I wouldn't have imagined you there. See, there was an emphasis on the you, maybe not as much as the one I just did, but it was there. Yeah, I said, I'm not really that cool. No. What I meant was, it's just so expensive. Now, I instinctively took inventory of what I was wearing and what I was subconsciously projecting because clearly the message being broadcast was, I am uncool and I have no money. Now, I'm not quite sure how just jeans and a blue shirt delivered such a complete picture, an inaccurate picture, if you must know, but the person I was talking to seemed pretty convinced that I had no business living in Venice. I tried to clarify, well, you see, I bought in 1998, I said, hoping this would explain it all. I bought back in the bad old days of the neighborhood, back during the gang wars and the police helicopter flybys, back before artisanal cocktails and $100 scented candles, before Google and Snapchat moved in. Oh, right, was the answer. Right, I get it. I keep forgetting that you've been around a long, long time. And it really seemed like the whole exchange was designed to illustrate something my agent said to me also last week about two ideas I was running by him, two ideas I'd like to pitch over the next couple of weeks. They're both great, he said, both really interesting and really about something. But do the second one, he said. It's more unconventional and different, because if you go in with the first one, it's what people will be expecting and, well, you've been around a long, long time. And see, that's the thing about presenting at parties, at pitches, wherever. When you've been around a while and you show your stuff, make sure it's something no one expects to see. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll count the money. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.